Now, this is one of those things, when things get too heavy, just call me Helium.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Really?
It will be.
Well, I like it when it gets hot.
It's going to be like 90 degrees in April, though.
Is it going to be that fast?
89-ish, yeah.
Just means more tennis skirts, bruh.
This is true.
More days sitting by the pool.
This is also true.
Do a little tanning.
This is also true.
Do a little drinking, some Tito's. The number one spirit in the world, by the way. I'm going to be drinking the number one spirit in the world. I'm hoping and praying and just saying, please, whatever you do, rain, go away. I don't want none of that tomorrow. But if it does, guess what? It's always a fun when it's a little wet slippery, you know?
We still got kicking it.
We're going to have fun because we're going to be, of course, if you didn't know, we're going to be at the World Con. What? I can't hear you. Are you talking to me, Darian?
I just noticed that. No, I was talking to my peeps, you know, the way we got to do with the phone line. I said, no, you can't do anything about the weather tomorrow. Even the University of Memphis has postponed their practice.
So
you ain't going to, that rain go away? I don't know what you're going to do about that, bro.
Hold on. Let me pull up this weather up.
Yeah, man, you don't watch Action News 5?
Man, I don't know if you know this. Weather, people who do the weather, if they were gamblers, they'd be the most broke people on planet Earth.
Not really. I believe in my guy, Ron Childers. Shout out to Chief
They screw
Ron.
Up more than anybody.
Ain't this why Dave Brown got that pistol pulled on him? Well, he tried to fire on him, and Dave ended up getting the pistol because of that.
Allegedly.
Dude, it's going to be 75 degrees tomorrow with a little sprinkle. But guess what, Holmes?
What?
It looks really...
The Tiger said no go. I hear you, but the Tiger said uh-uh.
Well, the Tigers are soft and flaccid. This is
making me
nervous.
Plus, they won't have any music out there, so it ain't like they can get
electrocuted. Oh, we got music.
I like how DJ said allegedly.
Allegedly.
Man, we're talking about a 50-50 chance tomorrow.
Hey, man, we go to football games in the rain.
At 12 o'clock, it's 50% chance. And then, by the way, the weather moves out completely by 3 o'clock, it looks like, at least on my stupid app.
Is the temp dropping?
To 54, it's going to be the coldest. Well, that's like the low. The high is 75. The low is 54.
Because it's supposed to be cooler on Sunday anyway. But
hey. Yeah, Sunday actually looked beautiful. 70. Sunny as hell.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, man, I don't care if it rains. The first 1,500 people, we got ponchos we're going to give you, period. You could walk up in that junk, put on a poncho, drink Tito's, and I promise you, you won't be feeling no pain. You're going to be enjoying yourself because we got like some old school stuff going on, some new school stuff going on. Again, we're raising money. Think about it, for the Ronald McDonald House charities. That's pretty pimp right there in itself.
My cousin wanted to know about the wing contest. I was like, no, he can get
in that joint.
He ain't finna eat them hot ass wings. He said, you ain't lying.
He going to get work because, you know, man, he's dirty. But if you get to the South Gate by 1 p.m., man, they got the Soul Train Review Dance Contest. Everybody, you can park. Go to Union and Riverside.
The South Gate at the park, not the South Gate Shopping Center, y'all.
Yeah. Downtown. You know, the little white building right there at Jefferson as well, too, is a great one. There's all kinds of stuff. We're on Boo Mitchell there, Grammy Award winner, of course.
So you're going to have folks in South
Dr. Rochelle Stevens, the Olympic gold and silver medalist. Cedric Wilson, y'all know him, Super Bowl champ, Tennessee stud. Now he's head coaching at whatever, Melrose.
That man won a championship
and
level.
And he texts me. I got to text him back or call him back. I'm terrible. I'm the worst with my phone.
Get him on the show, actually.
I'm going. That's what he wanted to do. Yeah. And I'm, you know how bad I am with this.
Direct him to producer number two.
I was going to say, I'm going to have to. Sorry, I have now an assistant as well as a driver and a co-host.
Direct him to co-host and producer number two. I have it.
But we're going to have a lot of cool stuff going on. The Grizzlies dance coach and the national, like, we got, like, all these cool people for the dance contest, the wing. Man, we're giving away money. It's going to be a beautiful day. I've given away so many tickets. If you don't get your butt down to the 24th annual hot wing contest and festival. You lost your mind, man.
You got two more, too.
Plus, me and, oh, by the way, you know, DJ Alpha Whiskey's going to be there. Me, Superman's going to be there. Jay Ham, Darian Newsome, my man, my new man. Is he going, hey, Young Buck, you going to make it?
Darian said he got work this weekend.
Oh, you got work?
He's like, what are you talking about? I'm over here learning, dog.
I got you. Good. Learn. You need to learn.
And after he gets done learning, he needs
to
reward.
Hey, man, Jared said he can try to make it. He don't like hearing himself on air yet, so he ain't grabbed the mic 1-2-1-2 yet.
He'll catch up.
Once he gets that bug, John, once that bug hits him.
He's going to be kicking your ass out because he's 25 and you old. Where's Darian? A 25-year-old kid kicked his ass and took a job. On Action News 5 tonight... Matt Infield's leading off with how Darian got his ass kicked at Sports 56.
And Matt better help me, too. I bet Matt better go down with me.
That's gonna be like, actually, Darian got in a good one, too. You could tell it's just he was winded after the first 10 seconds. Put down the smoke, D.
I said he was winded.
Code's Dispensary. First place you can get to, 60 minutes anywhere from Memphis, Steele, Missouri. Go to CodesDispensary.com. And Dennis, if you're listening to me over at EnviroMaster, you know.
Shout out Dennis Dixon, man.
Dennis, do me a favor. Text me your email so I can send you these 20 tickets for your amazing employees who are out there kicking tail and making sure that everybody's business. He sold 3 more businesses already today, baby. He's going to have 400 customers in Memphis before you know it. And guess what? Every single restroom that you walk in is going to be gas-free. Disease-free. It ain't going to be stanky. Enviro-master.com.
So I can start calling them Pimpin' Dennis like I do with Pimpin' Rick.
Yep.
It works.
I like it. Now, we got to get into NBA talk, and that's what you do the best. And we got a little bit of playoff basketball that's happening.
Well, the playoff basketball officially don't start tomorrow.
This girl wants a free ticket, man.
I got her.
You got her?
Yeah, I got her. I'm hooking up right now. But it's actually, technically, they don't consider it playoffs till tomorrow. The play-ins
I can't say no to girls, especially if they listen to my show.
Yeah, I got 2-4.
Because y'all know, ladies, I fight for y'all. I'm feminist. If I can go topless, y'all should be able to. It's just not fair. Why they got to wear a top when I don't?
Equal opportunity out here.
I'm just trying to make the world a more fair place.
That's what you say. That's what you say every day when we sign off.
Make the world a better place, baby.
But did you know that the play-in is not considered playoff?
Well, I mean, it is. It is different basketball. I can tell you much different than the regular season.
It's postseason.
It's postseason basketball. But I'm also praying for the Magic to get their butt whipped by the Hornet. And I'm telling you right now, I don't know. Honestly, Charlotte should whip their butt. Or am I crazy?
You're not crazy. It's just Orlando at the crib.
I can't believe this. I bet Charlotte -3.5 at Orlando, I guess probably about 10 o'clock this morning when I was outside.
Dennis, we are not giving away your tickets, my man.
I'm not giving away your tickets, Dennis.
We got her squared. Your 20-pack for your crew is all solid.
Yeah, I'm just going to email it to you in like 5 minutes when I get your email.
Do y'all get to-go boxes? Can we take wings home?
I mean... Like who?
I didn't try.
I mean, actually, you know what? No, I was off. I did. I took a bunch home, actually.
I didn't try.
I ate like a fool.
What's your spice level? Since y'all are talking food, what's your spice level? How hot do you go?
Man, I can go hot.
I can go hot, but I ain't trying to go like Inferno and all, you know.
I like going hot like that because I'll tell you one thing. Clear up them nasal systems. You run anybody you saw from the 90s.
I'm not doing 911 like, you know, the wings.
No suicide ghost pepper in your life?
I'm cool on that.
Hey, man, Jared said y'all some wusses. He would love to try some ghost pepper.
Man, I got cholesterol issues, man. I'm OG, man.
How the hell you got cholesterol issues?
I got a watch, man.
The hell?
Because I've been eating terrible for 40 years. Nah, you know?
But you're doing better now. Going to be eating wings this weekend. They're good for you.
It's going to be another adding on to the terrible, but I'm with it.
But I also think what's going to be good for me tonight is going with Charlotte. Like, I really agree.
What's the line on that 3.5?
3.5. The total's 218.5. I feel like that's right around the level that I expect it to be. I don't like the total.
It's going
to
be some transactions after this is done with Orlando. I think that might be it for Jamal Mosley.
I was going to say, yeah.
They may move some bodies around personnel-wise, try to shake it up. But... Jamal Mosley might have a soft landing because Joe Dumars is reportedly interested in bringing him to New Orleans, which Jamal could use a fresh start. Fresh set of crew. They ain't got no draft picks or nothing like that to play with, which makes Joe D saying he's not talking about trading Zion either. So, but I think it's going to probably shake up with that. And Charlotte will move on to the first round to see Detroit.
You sound like we were on Tuesday when John Rowe. You know how confident we were about those picks we made? Yeah. And you know we went 50% each round. Yeah. My thing is, are the basketball guys going to punish Charlotte? Like, they shouldn't be there.
I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
Why are they going to punish them? Charlotte ain't never had nothing good happen.
The man who allegedly hit an 83-point game, he actually got hurt, and that affected the ball game.
Talking about the foul when Bam got taken out.
I just called him the guy that allegedly hit 83.
That was not good. But again, it's basketball.
It is basketball.
Basketball guys may have something to say about this. You do have Desmond Bane.
You
remember what little swole dude looks like, right, John?
Yeah, I do.
Basketball
guys
are sending him to Detroit, too. So it's
like... The turtle.
And them in Detroit already had a scuffle this season, too.
Hey, Desmond Bane is not beyond giving you a 30-point game tonight.
I mean,
he gave us 30 the other night.
So, Jonathan Isaac, by the way, is he playing?
I'm not sure.
Let me check it out.
Because I think he's banged up. I know.
They banged up.
Day to day. He's day to day.
Okay, so Diabate is day to day.
Diabate probably playing.
He's going to play.
Yeah, he played the other night.
PJ Hall, I think he out. Yeah, he's been out for a while. Didn't he, like, tear his ankle?
Who you say?
PJ Hall.
I thought he was here.
Diabate is questionable for tonight, gentlemen.
There's so much movement around here. I don't know who here and who not no more, though. So.
I just know that, man, LaMelo Ball,
Orlando
this is his
him.
Chance to, like, you know, hit the stage. Brandon Miller's been playing really good over the last, like, 2 weeks.
The woman beater, Miles Bridges, has been doing his thing, too.
The Brandon Miller, who, like, Brandon almost got his life ruined because some idiot's kept pulling a gun out.
When he keep growing, though. He's going to be an all-star, yo.
Well, he's growing pretty quick. Dude, he's averaged 20 points over his last 10 to end the season.
Yeah, he's nice.
And let's not forget, too, though. There's some three-point killers, too. I just don't trust anything about Orlando. I don't know why. I just feel like Charlotte's
the happiest place on earth, John.
No, it is not. It's the worst place. I can't
stand Orlando. The happiest place on earth, man.
I mean, I had some good memories with my daughter Savannah, but let me tell you something. Outside of that, I ain't never gone. Like, I was the only adult with four children. Me and four children at Disney World.
Which I've done it several times. I'm with you.
I almost went into a mental institution after that.
I know.
I can't believe I brought all four of them back.
You know what I'm not knowing tonight? I'm not going against Steph Curry no more in single game
you hear me?
Situations.
Like, you see what I'm saying? We were wrong about that one. We were wrong about that one.
We were wrong about it. And I'm all right being wrong about it because it's like, we were right in the sense that they were beat up, but we didn't know that we didn't expect Kristaps Porzingis to be Kristaps Porzingis that night.
And he showed up, man.
We didn't expect Al Horford to be Al Horford that he's been for the last decade or so.
We're going to say it out loud, Draymond being Hall of Fame.
Being one of the best defenders in the history of this game.
Out of bounds play where he basically shattered Kawhi's life.
He kept the whole thing. He kept the whole, and then came back and ripped him later on. You know,
it came right back and took his marbles, man.
All four of those dudes that I just mentioned, they won championships before.
Injury report for Golden State finish tonight. Kristaps day-to-day, Grayson Allen, and Mark Williams both day-to-day. So, should have a pretty healthy lineup out there.
All three of them
I don't see anything about minutes restrictions.
I just watched them against the 76ers.
They put a minutes restriction on dude. Why?
And they look slaw to me.
Who that?
When I watched, I mean, outside of Desmond Bane, if Desmond Bane didn't play, what was that,
Wednesday? And then they pressure rid of them, huh?
Dude, they were trash against the 76ers. Thank God, because I had the
Paolo
76ers.
Paolo played like crap.
Dude, the whole team played like crap other than Desmond Bane.
Yeah.
I mean, I just – Tyrese Maxey was out there just like dropping buckets on their face.
I mean, that's kind of what he do.
Yeah, all-star game started right there.
Okay, well, anyway.
That's kind of what he do, you know.
Just tell me, whenever did you ever, as a Philadelphia, if you're a Philadelphia fan, did you ever in your wildest dreams think you were going to lose that game? At one point in that game ever. I don't ever remember there even being a threat.
I gambled on Philly, and I didn't feel that they were going to lose it.
Yeah, I didn't even sweat nothing.
Even when it was going back and forth midway in the third quarter, no deal.
Not a
Orlando
thing.
Made some runs.
Hey, you know what? Hey, we don't get John locked into this
NBA. We also
NBA
forget, by the way, we got Philadelphia that game, if I remember, like minus 110 on the money line.
For what, Tuesday?
Like, wasn't it basically something like a point to a point. I think Orlando was actually favored. Maybe I got him even money.
No, Philly was going in favorite 1.5, so it's probably, you're probably right.
I mean, I'm just, or maybe, I just know it was like, for them being at home playing Orlando, I was like, damn, this feels like stealing. I love it when you get theft, like, and I'm talking about gambling-wise. That's all. I'm not talking about, like, idiots don't. Like, back in the day when I was a kid, these stupid kids I used to know used to break in and steal radar detectors. Do you remember those radar detectors that everybody had?
Little scanners, man.
Yeah. Like, if you, young, you don't even know what we're talking about, do you?
No, that's really
looking for the popo
really
while you're driving. Oh, get the little suction cup, put it in your windshield.
Yeah.
I just.
It saved me a few tickets. Spender going into college years, it's like, oh, yeah, well, you don't know what they had now that.
All right, y'all, rapid fire right quick while I got John in NBA mode. I'm not going to ask you your NBA champion because that's so far down the line. But I got eight series here. I just need to know some winners. Y'all, can y'all give me some winners before Monday? Because technically, I don't like picking series once the series starts.
Well, here you go. You ready to hear? I'm ready to tell you
all
that
I got. The Thunder, Suns, or Warriors. Who you got?
All right, this is very simple.
That's simple there.
Thunder and five.
One, I didn't even talk about it. You said only... I'm not betting against Steph in a one-game playoff.
One game.
Drayden was, like, balling.
Okay, so you're saying Warriors versus Thunder?
I'm saying it's going to be Thunders and Warriors. All
right, what you got?
And then, it's called a sweep.
Okay, for a sweep. All right, Lakers-Rockets.
Man, Rockets pimp slap the hell out Rockets. The Lakers and LeBron James and make him look like he's an old man. Man's going to come out wearing a gray beard just so you have sympathy next week.
All right, got Nuggets-Timberwolves.
Damn, that's the hardest series. I was talking about this yesterday. This can be rapid fire. I don't know, man. Oh, my God. We're going to come back to this one. What is it? The pyramid game?
All right, I can come back to it. All right, Spurs Trailblazers. Don't forget, his name is Denny Avdija.
Okay, listen, I love Denny. He's 6'8". He's awesome. Wimby's 7'6", brah.
Five games, if not a full sweep.
I think the Blazers are going to steal one.
I think they can steal one. That's why I'm saying five games. But the,
and Denny's going to have 50.
The broom won't shock me, though.
All right, back to Nuggets. We can't go to the Eastern Conference. Nuggets, Timberwolves.
I mean, of course, like in my mind.
Nuggets and six.
I'm with you.
It's a seven-game series for me.
I think so.
Jeff, this one, no Karl Anthony Towns. When they beat the Nuggets, they had Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, but like Karl's a little bleep.
But they beat him, though, with their
little bleep. Dude, was he done in New York either? Nothing. So, man, I here's me. It's called Ant. Ant don't need Cat. He needs Rudy to play some defense on Jokic. He needs some help, and he just needs to get the hell out of his way and let him score 50.
I know a horse herder named Jokic that ain't going for none of that junk.
Well, he can jump over a dime, but not a nickel.
It's five of those Denver Nuggets that want to take
How many show. Grams does a nickel weigh?
Is that what I'm hearing, Jonathan Harden? You are going with the Timberwolves over the Nuggets?
It's five of those Nuggets.
I'm going Nuggets
in
seven.
John.
Nuggets in
Thank
seven.
Thank you. Okay, at least you. Okay, now. Okay, now we can move on. Yeah, I didn't want you to
sorry,
do that to yourself.
Man.
It's five of them that won a championship, John.
All right, gentlemen, to the East Coast. Pistons, Magic, Hornets.
Dude, you know it's going to be the Hornets because they're going to win tonight. I'm going to win some money, so I have money to spend tomorrow. And
Pistons, Hornets.
Five.
Who you got?
Pistons, dude, five.
Pistons in five.
Okay, maybe. Next. Cavaliers, Raptors.
Cavs all the way,
Cavs,
baby.
But they might go six because Toronto can really get down to defend. Scottie Barnes is an underrated defender. He
got a pouty face all the time.
Yeah, that's just his natural.
Why don't you
look.
Ever smile?
He has a pouty face.
Every time it looks like he stepped in poo, he'll like make a three and win a game, and he still looks like he just stepped in dog poo.
All right, this next one I wholeheartedly feel you guys should feel the same way you felt about the Nuggets and Timberwolves. It's a toss-up. Knicks, Hawks.
That's going six, and it's going with the Knicks, but the Hawks going to make them folks sweat.
Yeah, I was going to say the Knicks ain't been impressing me lately, and I can't stand Cat, but I'm saying that the Knicks get pushed because,
they went with
the wrong coach. Number two, like, they just ain't been the Knicks lately.
I ain't got nothing against their coach. Mike Brown's solid. But
I like Mike Brown, but I still think Tibbs gave them that edge. I don't like the fact that they got rid of Tibbs.
They don't play with the same edge without Tibbs.
I'm just talking about between two people. I ain't saying nothing about Brown. Yeah, I'm saying – they gave up too early on Tibbs with this unit.
Jalen Johnson.
There you go.
Has a chance to, if they not necessarily win the series, but he can really
be
become a household superstar in this
series. And he's also backed up by Nikhil Alexander Walker right now.
Doubled his scoring average, scoring from 9 last year to 20 a game this year. And, of course, CJ can go get you 30 in a night.
That dude, where in the hell? Jalen was on that Duke team, wasn't he?
He was on there for one season.
Sire's first year. I don't even really remember him at Duke.
He didn't play a whole lot. He got injured and he kind of got phased.
When was this dude taken in the draft?
His first round.
I mean, he was not a lottery pick.
I think he was close to it.
I don't know.
Let me make sure.
You're the historian.
He went first round, though, for
I know he went first round, but I'm saying I could see him being in like 20 through 30. And that's like first round late. Like, it's the NBA, bro. It's the best players in the world. How many times do you see
20th. You were talking about Jalen Johnson, right?
Uh-huh.
20th overall.
Yeah.
Like, flat out on the dime?
Yep, 20.
Should have just not even said through 30. But you know what I'm saying. The NBA draft, how many times do you get somebody 20 through 30 that
it's
all of a sudden...
That's
a sleeper spot. I mean, nobody gets a Jokic in the second round, like, ever. Denver got lucky.
They draft the young ones high, and the OGs get coming.
All right, I got one more, y'all. So both of y'all going with the Knicks on this? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Man.
Begrudgingly, sounds like you really want to go with the Hawks and get you some lemon pepper wings while you're down there, John.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it, though. I do want to go with them, but I can't if I'm going to be, like, actually...
All right, we'll put you down for the Knicks. And last one, 76ers versus Celtics.
I mean, like, is that a question? Celtics.
Broom.
Sweet. What?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, it's going to be a beatdown.
Broom. No Joel, broom.
No Joel, no hell. Are they going to win?
Even though you got
he says Maxie's going to get him one because, like, they do play in a place where they have tampons in men's bathrooms. Thank you, Tampon Tim. Like, could you imagine, like, the little boys that go in there and find them and stick them up their nose or something? Like, wait, they're like, what the hell are we doing with this? Come out and got a tail. They think they got a tail on their bum. Did you see my little fairy tale? Because fairy tales are the greatest stories of all. T-Money and Brasky, by the way, phone issues. So if you call in.
You talk to them already. You let them know you're doing
it. I forgot. Dude, I've been taking care of a lot of stuff over here, actually.
All right.
Like Dennis and
Brasky Money, I'm here for you. You just can't hear me.
All the wonderful people. Yeah, just call in, and if you're nice, we will bring you on. Oh, by the way, though, does everybody like to bang?
She bangs, Joe.
She bang. She bang. I like her too, man. But I'm talking about pickleball, bro. Y'all know what Bangers Pickleball is? It's new. It's in South Haven. They got 10 courts. They got a restaurant. They got 3 bars, bro. Ooh.
Yeah, 3 bars?
3 bars of restaurants and 10 courts, bro. Pickleball to another level. And let me just tell you a little something. If you're new to pickleball, there's no problem. Take a free Bangers 101 class to learn. Get out there, meet some people, get some exercise in. I got a pickleball court in my backyard, brah.
That's what I was just telling that man yesterday.
I got shorty ball, too. I know you're 25, so you don't get it, but, man, I'm old. I can palm a women's basketball, so it's the only homage I pay to the WNBA. And I have an 8-foot goal because I can dunk on that joint. I'm like Michael Jordan up in this. And a 6-foot free throw line, so I can dunk from the free throw line. But the pickleball court is awesome. Me and Matt go a little bit crazy because nobody else is good enough like really to play us because we smoke everybody else. But they got all kinds of good times going out there for everybody. There's no membership required. Bangers has like events for pickleball and non-pickleball. They do – do you know what Mahjong is?
No.
It's like this Chinese game. You never played it? Dude, you got to talk into the mic, man.
Sounds like it hurts.
No. It's a game. It's pretty pimp. Chicks play it. Trivia. Oh, and Asians. Whiskey, by the way. They got whiskey and wine tasting. Again, Bangers Pickleball has it all.
Man, you can't survive on the pickleball court after the wine tasting. What is going on?
Yeah, again,
down
that's
here,
not
man,
if
I
you don't again, okay, here's what I'm saying.
Man,
so,
you know I'm counterculture.
Me and Matt right. And you and Chaz go to Bangers. You and Chaz are gonna be drinking. Me and Matt are going to be kicking ass on the pickleball court, taking down all the old folks. T taking all their girlfriends and everything.
You know what? I just gave, me a great idea.
Oh, and I'm doing a remote out there. I can't wait. But all the rage, pickleball is fun. If you haven't checked it out, it really is awesome. Always drink responsibly at Bangers Pickleball, please. They're at 6787 Snowden Lane in South Haven, Mississippi. Let's bang. Dude, that's my new line. She bang. No. I like let's bang. Bangers Pickleball. My new pickup line. You want to bang?
You want to bang?
She looks at me crazy. I'm like, pickleball down at Banger, South Haven.
T-shirt.
I will get slapped by my wife, though, because I always forget that she's next to me.
Yeah, you will.
Except for when I'm at work.
You ain't Mike Breen hitting her with the bang.
She bang. She bang. And so do we on the other side. Don't touch that dial. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Available locally on your radio dial as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, it's easy to stay tuned to Sports 56 and 98.5 FM by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Here once again is Johnny Radio.
Everybody's ready to get down and party this week. Don't forget, not only do we have the 24th annual Hot Wing Contest and Festival on Saturday, guess what else we got? The Good Vibes Comedy Jug going down from 6 to 12 tonight.
Got some laughs.
6 to 12 on at High Tone. My man D-Lane tore it up last night. This is going all the way through Saturday. We got all the good business going down. And by the way, I don't know if we have T-Money and Brasky.
Oh, we got one of them on. I just can't tell you which one. You want to say hello and take this chance and see who we got?
I'm going to try my best. Is it T-Money or Uncle Brasky? Hello on a good Friday.
Oh, you know you got T-Money up in here.
Money's up in this junk. How you been, Money?
Man, I've been doing fantastic, Johnny. You know, this is one of my favorite times of the year when the festival season starts kicking off. I know you wiggle people like the festival season, so this is one of my favorite times of year. We got the Wing Fest coming up tomorrow. Don't you be weather watching us, Johnny Radio and fans. Don't you weather watch the Wing Fest. Come on down.
Oh, I'm coming down no matter what. I was telling you, it's like every sometimes it's a little fun when it's a little wet and slippery, man, you know?
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Some of the best times I've ever had been in the rain, Johnny.
Man, that's facts. And again, it's going to be 74 degrees, and it's only a 50-50 chance. I don't know if you know this, like, I always said this great thing, weather people do weather, because if they were gamblers, they'd be broke as hell. They wrong
I agree with
all
that.
The time.
Hey, they don't. They just got to get it right, you know, just if they say 36% and they get 25%, they win somehow. Well, we told y'all,
I give Windy you know. Nations, though, a pass because my girl does, she's a yoga teacher, and she's a damn good, actually, yoga teacher, shockingly. Like, you wouldn't even, I mean, if you look at her, you can tell she's, like, yoke, but she's damn good. At yoga.
At the yoga. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know about
I
hey,
did not know that.
That's not my business what she does on the weather because I don't watch it. Just saying she's a damn that. Good yoga teacher. And then when they were like, yeah. I was like, that girl looks
and
like
I'll
a lady.
And I'll tell you what, Johnny. Skinny told me he's been training for the wing eating contest.
He's not going to do something stupid this year and try to pound
beers
on
stage.
No,
he said he has a new method. I told you he said he had a new method.
Oh, Lord. What's his new, what could his new method be?
Well, it was the way you eat the flats. He said if you take the wing, the two bones in the flat, and pull them, and then you get the meat out the middle there. But he said that, you know, the drummies weigh more than the flat, so you kind of want to go after the drummies.
Dang.
That's a little secret.
Hold on, Money. Let me write that down. I'm supposed to suck the meat between the two bones. Got it.
You got it, bud. You're all over it. We don't need to draw you a map. No. What? Johnny, what time are you getting there?
Dude, 11 a.m. when it opens, Joe.
Oh, you're going to get there early with us. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to go back to my old stomping ground, River Tower, and have a little brunch It was a couple cocktails with some of my former people. Blunch.
I like it.
Yeah, blunch.
Blunch, okay. 420 is Monday. Blunch, okay. I like
it. Gotta go see my old friends.
What better way of getting your head right than coming down and eat a bunch of wings?
I mean, dude, right after blunch, too, because I ain't eating food.
I mean, we're talking about that. This could be one of the greatest days of your life, Johnny.
I know I'm going to have a blast, and so is everybody. So we're looking forward. I do have some serious sad news, man. I just saw. Is this right?
It is right. If I saw your phone, the way
you Jared Anderson?
Yep.
Dude, y'all remember him? Like, yeah. 2002 World Series, three-run double. Right? Win 4-1 is the first championship in Angel history. Yeah. Like, he's only 53 years old and says he passed away.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Damn, dude. 17-year
vet. Jared Anderson was a baller, man. Oh, yeah, boy. He was. If you play any type of fantasy baseball like I do, you want a Jared Anderson.
Dang, man. Three-time All-Star.
And he was a professional. Home run derby champ. I don't remember anything off the field with him either.
No, dude, he was just a dude.
Yeah, he was just a ball of shot caller.
Dude was just a professional hitter, is what he was.
I remember.
Correct.
He won the home run derby, right?
Yeah, he won the home run derby. God, I can't remember. It was a long time ago.
Early 2000, somewhere in there.
Around about 05, maybe. 03.
Well, I was about to say that, Ham.
2003. Yeah, I just found it.
Okay.
Okay, 3. Okay.
2003.
I knew it was right then and there. Heck, 2003 to 2005, about a blur.
And look at that, Johnny Money. Yeah, I can believe that. Albert Pujols when he won it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Uncle Brasky called me. He couldn't make the call today. He was going to call in, and he said, Big Leonard had a water leak over there at the house.
Is that a golden shower thing?
Man, I don't know if he was into some into windows or what do they call them, hyperbole.
Just, but, I hope it's no hot Carls.
I hope it's a hot turbo.
I've heard
flew over a lot of people's heads.
I've heard some excuses before, but
that's the way pretty, he wants to put it, that's slaw. Fine. That's slaw. So,
you know, that's fine.
I got a question for you, Money. You've been betting on football. You've been betting on basketball. You've been betting on them. What you been betting on?
I wish I was betting on football.
Dude, I don't understand.
You know what I saw the other day, and you SEC people will love this. I've seen this on the internet. You know how the SEC people, they like to play what ifs?
Mm-hmm.
The SEC's like, what if I did this? And they always get on Ohio State and say, well, Ohio State, they couldn't play in the SEC. So this dude, he did like a little spin the board thing, and he got one SEC team, and he took their schedule and said, all right, what would Ohio State be against the spread against this entire team, spins the deal, and he lands on Texas A&M's schedule. And the Ohio State Buckeyes were favored in 12 consecutive games, and that's games against Texas and Alabama. Now, Ohio State coming to the SEC would be a downgrade at this point, don't you think, Johnny? The way the Big Ten dominated?
I mean,
would you rather have a Big Ten schedule right now or an SEC schedule right now? Now, think about it.
Now,
they play Texas, they play Oregon, they play Penn State, they play Michigan, they play at USC, they play Iowa.
You landed on think today, John.
I know he's having
just
fun.
Just think about that. That's just a little football talk because, you know, we think about football 24/7 over
I
here.
I know that's a little bit fun too, right there.
Hey, Money, it could get worse. But isn't that fun? You guys are going to have 4 top 10 picks in the next upcoming draft too.
Who's it, Cleveland Brown?
No, your Ohio State Buckeye.
Oh,
Caleb I think Downs, Arbery,
Reese, Styles, Cardinal, yeah, Tate, Sonny, all of those guys are going top 10.
Tate. I would say top 12. I don't know, man.
Depends on where they. Caleb Downs.
Well, Caleb Downs ain't getting out of top 12. I'm going
to tell you.
He's too good. Like, yeah. He's a professional football player. Like, that's a dude that you got to get. Like, I'm sorry. Like, we're going to talk
and about. I hope the Browns land on one of them. I mean, my God, we got the 6th pick. So, you'd think, you know, they're talking Carnell Tate. In my opinion, if Caleb Downs is at 6 and you don't take him, I mean, I like Andrew Berry up there, but. Oh, my God. I mean, come on. You take Caleb Downs, don't you?
You take it. Caleb Downs is a professional football player, like right now from the day he walked on Ohio State.
Yeah.
He can do everything. And if you need a safety, he is by far the best safety out there. Like, no doubt about it. The interesting one for me for Ohio State is Sonny Styles and Reese. Like, 6 foot five, running a 4.44 Reese. Is he an outside linebacker? Is he an edge rusher? Sonny Styles is a tackling machine.
John, just ask yourself, do you want
and let's
Fred
not forget,
Warner,
what about that big
Micah
fat
–
you got the big boy also
– Washington.
Washington, thank you. I was trying to remember his big ass.
He's big. Man, he might be the best defensive tackle in the draft.
Oh no, I was thinking about my homie Caden McDonald, that big defensive
tackle.
Oh,
McDonald. I'm sorry, McDonald.
That's who
you're
I was
right.
thinking
McDonald's
of.
McDonald's the other one.
Oh,
yeah,
McDonald.
Yeah, I think Jack could come back, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, but Ohio State wasn't clowning. They really weren't last year. They had some really good talent. Wish they just had a coach and some actual urinals where I could stand up and pee. I mean, I still stand up and pee, but I hate aiming.
You're still salty about Ohio Stadium and then
still, man.
Dude, I will say, though, this was the grossest text I ever got from a Buckeye fan. It said, well, you can't snort cocaine off a urinal. And I was like, well, I sure as hell ain't snorting it off a dead gum toilet seat either, dude. You got me bleeped up, unless they got EnviroMaster, because they kill all the germs. I'm good.
Oh, my God.
I am good. Now, I'm going to take a quick timeout. By the way, your boy Paulo, man, I love him, and he's working his ass off, so I don't want to bother him.
But yeah.
I need those 20 tickets for EnviroMaster.
Oh, you do? Here, I'll get a hold of them. I don't have 20. I got 8 on me right now, Johnny.
Oh, you have like actual, like physical?
You need tickets. Let's get Paulo's got a guy. We need to
don't worry.
Paulo.
I hate bothering him. He just sent me 20 VIP. I don't think he meant to do that. I think he meant to send me 20 general admission. But I ain't saying ish about that because he ain't getting them back. They printed.
No,
they
got them.
They
put them around your neck.
They done.
We'll be in that VIP tent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm rolling deep now that I got 20. We all going. We running. Well, I'm running to a break, though, because on the other side, we got to gamble this week. Me and we just been talking about Wing Fest. We're looking forward to tomorrow. It's going to be awesome. 420 Fest this Sunday. I'll be at Overton Park with Superman. If y'all want to check us out, we got the Comedy Fest going on at the High Tone from 6 to midnight tonight and tomorrow. Last night, D-Lane opened it up. It's pimping. It's a pimping weekend on a pimp-ass show. Johnny Radio's Happy Hours back in two shakes with Yo Bets. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Wyatt Dacus and Brett North take you home every afternoon. Sports Time on Sports 56. Weekdays from 3 to 6 here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
But you got to be willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
I got money, but you know what? We always got to have money because money makes the world go round. Love is what makes life worth living, but money makes the world go round. T-Money, how can we make it, baby?
Oh, we can make it, Johnny. You know, we can. We got a little basketball to start betting on now that we've got the playoffs getting here, Johnny, and that's kind of what I'm going to bet. Uncle Brasky has some baseball for me. He said something about Ole Miss. Who are they playing, John?
Tennessee on the road.
Tennessee, yeah, he said there was no basketball or no baseball in Oxford this weekend.
They whooped up on LSU last weekend.
That's right. Roll, what do y'all call RT something?
Hell yeah, damn right.
Yeah, hell yeah, damn right. What do y'all do down there?
Hide it, tight, anyway. Somebody.
Yeah, y'all got silly stuff. Every school's got their little
Yeah.
All right,
forget.
Anyway, Johnny, let's make
my daughters graduate from
How
there.
About Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's go it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Dude, let's get it. I'm going to do a little gambling on some basketball. I really like it. Just remember, Johnny, I don't know your bankroll any more than you know mine. And with that being said, I'm going to ride your coattails a little bit here, Johnny. I do like the Hornets tonight, minus the 3.5. This is kind of a make-or-break game, I think, for what's his, LaMelo? That's Little Money's favorite player, LaMelo Ball.
Oh, really?
I think it's got something to do with TikTok, though.
I can believe it. I will tell him he's not a very good driver. He looks like trash driving.
And she likes that All in the Ball family.
Yes, I remember
that. She
started
watching that on YouTube or one of them things or whatever. So she likes LaMelo Ball, which is hilarious because she starts paying attention to basketball and she likes the player. Anyway, so I got the Charlotte tonight minus the 3.5.
Me too. I got it 2.5 right now. It just went down, so I jumped on that. Oh. Yeah, I got it right now at 2.5 currently. That's on MGM.
Jump on it. And I'm kind of with you guys again. I'm not going against Steph Curry in a one by. Played that little trick back before going against them, and I ain't doing it this time. And I think they're catching. Are they still catching 3.5, Johnny?
I'm pulling it up right now. Come on, doody doody do. They are 3.5. Yeah, right now Warriors are plus 3.5 minus 115. Suns minus 3.5 minus 105. Ooh.
I like it, John. I really like it, and I love it.
Oh, I just got it in. I got mine minus 2.5 with the Hornets and literally just went back and looked, and now it's back to minus 3.5, minus 105, though, plus 3.5 for the Magic at home, minus 115.
They're listening to us, Johnny, out there in Vegas. That's why that line moved. You see how when T-Money got on the radio, how that line got to moving like that?
I see.
You know, we moved the needle, Johnny.
Speaking of moving the needle and with money, RS Financial, who's also moving the needle in this city because they're helping support the World Wing Fest, is the number one sponsor. Them, ATC Fitness, Universal Services. Talk about some dope money movers. RS Financial ain't no joke.
Don't play with it. But, yeah, Johnny, I'm excited to see y'all out there tomorrow. Let's make some big money tonight. That way we're happy
great
to see
moves.
Each other because we got a big fat pocket full of money or whatever your fat pocket's going to be tomorrow when you
Bruh,
go to your
Bruh, you watching me right now? My pocket be fat, dog.
I know I'm sitting it. About, nobody else's pocket
what is how, fat. What is that, a good 2 inches? She would know, unless she's talking to Darian.
Yeah.
Anyway, money, man, I can't wait to see you tomorrow. We're going to have a great night. We're going to win some money, watch some hoops. I can't wait to do good things for Ronald McDonald. And I need y'all to do me a favor. I need the Barnyard Pips to win the entire thing.
Let's do it, Johnny. I'm with you. We'll give our money back, unlike NWO.
I know. That's right. That's my man. New Wing Order. Go down. Barnyard Pimps are up. I can't wait for Blunch, Tito's, Handmade Vodka, Hot Wings, me with a microphone and a bunch of people dancing and DJ Alpha Whiskey. I'm ready. And plus, by the way, we got a fat tent. Like, if you go VIP, baby, it's going to be a lot of fun. But again, I need to thank my amazing sponsors, Tito's Vodka. I also wanted to mention the Owner's Box. Right there in Lakeland Town Square, I talk about how great it's the best sports bar I've ever been to. It's the best burger I've ever had in my life. Every time, they serve Wagyu beef, bro. Their burgers are out of control. Their service is delicious. Check them out off of Highway 70 in Lakeland's Town Square. That's the Owner's Box Sports Bar and Grill. For Darian, for Ham, I'm Harden. That's my time. Peace!
Hey, we're gonna have a good day.